Choose Your Cake. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. While I was out at a football game recently, I visited with a middle school principal who had a question about student athletes being able to play with a non-school team in the same sport while the school season was in progress. Evidently, there were several parents who wanted their child to participate in both, and this principal wanted no part of that. The answer to the question is no. Once a student has begun practice with their school team, their eligibility is affected if they were to participate with a non-school team. There are some narrow exceptions in a few sports, which allow an individual, however, to participate on a limited basis while not representing their school. It's referred to in some states as a loyalty rule, a rule that makes you true to your school. Unfortunately, some parents want their proverbial cake and be able to eat it too as they chase their fantasy, even in middle school, of the vision of the almighty college scholarship that these club programs paint. Now, if the club path is what you want to send your child down, that's fine. What I'm saying is, just choose one path. You don't do anyone any favors by thinking that you can have it both ways. What we call in Michigan the limited team membership rule is grounded in solid philosophy. School sports, unlike club sports, puts a sane set of boundaries around their seasons, which help prevent the burnout on the part of kids. It puts education first and puts lifetime values like sportsmanship, ethics, integrity, and respect ahead of the X's and O's. The rule fosters respect of the team and the game and has been crafted out of necessity. For too long, players in sports like tennis and skiing would drop in with their school team just in time for postseason play, and after the tournament, turn their backs on their classmates by going back to their non-school program. Is the ring so important that a school coach or administrator kowtow to a parent and their kid this way? Better yet, what does that say to the young person who has worked hard all season long to suddenly then be displaced at tournament time by this ringer that has been brought in temporarily, knowing that they only really care about building their personal resume, not anything about team building? These mercenaries have learned well from the selfish behavior they see exhibited at the so-called next levels of the game. And this issue actually cuts both ways. There are a number of club coaches out there who tell their parents and players that a condition of being on their team is that they cannot be on their school team if their seasons run concurrently. And you know what? Both parties, the club coach and the schools, are right to do so. One of the things that school coaches routinely criticize non-school programs for is that they have to uncoach a young person when they return to the school team to get them to play in their system. Well, the club coach has the same concern. Different coaches have different styles, different systems. You can't expect a kid to be able to sort that all out. They need to know how to play for one coach and one system at a time. Parents, as I've said before, if you want to put your kid on a non-school team, you can. But if you do, stay there. You open an opportunity for a kid who really wants to be on the school team and enjoy all the benefits of that by doing so. Just don't think that you can have your cake and eat it too. Choose your cake and choose it carefully. It's a huge weekend of championship activity coming up. The girls' volleyball semifinals and finals run Thursday through Saturday in Battle Creek. The Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving Finals take place at three locations Friday and Saturday, and history will be made at the Superior Dome in Marquette Friday night when Rapid River and Carsonville-Port Sanilac meet in the first MHSAA 8-player football championship game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.